Get a free bet when you bet £5 every week of the Premier League season and a big boost every day. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's garage style.
18 plus, 1st of September to 24th of May. Opt-in weekly. Selected Premier League markets. Match one free bet per week. Values vary. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. Daily odds boosts. T&Cs on ladbrokes.com. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. International Business Machine said it would close its roughly $11 billion acquisition of the data streaming company Confluent today. The deal is intended to help businesses access their data for AI agents, or bots that can take action on their own. IBM CEO said Confluent's technology will become the backbone of its platform for helping clients access their data for various AI uses. IBM has integrated AI agents into its internal operations over the last 3 years, which the CEO said resulted in a productivity increase of roughly $4.5 billion. Microsoft is reorganizing its Microsoft 365 Copilot teams to unify its commercial and consumer versions. This change aims to address customer confusion caused by multiple versions of Copilot, as previously reported by the journal. According to a company memo, Jacob Andreo will now lead Copilot as its executive VP, Mustafa Suleiman will focus on proprietary AI models, and the Microsoft 365 apps will be led by a group of executives that include the CEO of LinkedIn and an executive VP at Microsoft. The shift moves Microsoft toward a single Copilot experience across all applications. Finally, NVIDIA and Uber are expanding their partnership to launch a global fleet of robotaxis. The companies will begin launching vehicles in Los Angeles and San Francisco in the first half of next year, then expand to cities across Europe, Australia, Asia, and North America by 2028. The vehicles will use NVIDIA's Alpameo, an AI model designed to handle complex driving scenarios. The launch will begin with data collection vehicles to train Alpameo, then transition to deployments using human operators before moving to fully driverless cars. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.